This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
The National Football League on Cap F Sports.
As damaging to your brain as playing football.
Let's do this.
Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast, everyone. I am Graham, and I am here with thumb wrestling champion and fellow NFL expert Griff McGriff for our NFL 2017.
Are you ready for some football? Are you ready for a party?
Yeah,
we're here, man. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
Excited. Not as excited as I was when I was like 22, but I'm excited.
Yeah. Remember how excited you used to get about the NFL when you were in your early 20s?
It was fun, though, because, you know, the military kind of like, you know, everybody's from somewhere different. You grew up rooting for a particular team, so it kind of, you know, it kind of lended.
It added a dimension, but I even saw it more and see it more when I go to cities where people are fans of those teams. I mean, that behavior is, in that age bracket, like, that behavior is prevalent all over the country, but especially when you're in that age bracket, there's just so much.
And you know, if you're drinking a lot and you're in your 20s, it's a good reason to be rambunctious and, you know, act a fool.
No, I'm not interested in taking that from anyone in their 20s, but the NFL unraveled in the PR department a bit since then. And not like specifically anything, but it was just like,
well, it's harder to hide things in this era.
Yeah, well, and the NFL got so big to the point where housewives were watching it, and like families would be like, "Let's go bother daddy while he drinks beer in the basement." And now everyone was watching it, and everyone had a jersey. And then it was like, "Oh, these guys are suffering from brain damage and have aggression issues."
And it's like all of us who've been watching it for years knew that. We were like, "Look at these maniacs!" Like, you know, Ronnie Lye like chopped his finger off. Was like, "Put me back on the fucking film or kill somebody." You know, because they were afraid they were going to lose their job. I mean, if you watched some of the hits from the 70s and the 80s.
Well, even guys in the later eras were at least out there like, "I'm not going to be disrespected out here." You would see how quick the league would do away with
those guys. The 90s were kind of a crazy thing because you still had the throwback rules, but you had athletes that were comparable to today. Like, that
I felt like the golden era was sort of the early 2000s, was sort of like the peak of Rome.
Yeah, it was. It was when they finally had to like start putting rules in it because someone was going to get killed because the athletes, you know, just their level of training and the way they go about things, they were, you know, remember some of the receivers? I remember Keyshawn Johnson laying in the middle of the field unconscious.
Oh no, I remember so many massive hits. I mean, and it was kind of like any football game you watched at some point, there would be
just go to YouTube and type in like old school hits or something like that. I watched something the other day and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure all those guys got brain damage.
Yeah. Like, well, and think about how many plays you see or that you used to see where the quarterback would throw the ball and you would just see him get disintegrated in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen as the camera panned over to follow the pass. But there was like a and it was just like, oh, he had to get up and play the next down. It was hard enough. They would show a replay.
Throw 5,000 yards now, and then you think of a guy like Dan Marino who threw for 5,000 yards in 1984. Do you know what they were doing, the quarterbacks in 1984? Ask Joe Theismann what they were doing, the quarterbacks in 1984. It was a different era. Those guys who, you know, like Walter Payton, like, do you know the level of punishment that guy, like the dirty antics they were probably using against him?
Yeah.
It was a dirty, dirty game. The athletes are better now, but the level of dirtiness was insane back then.
No, it's a similar story with the NBA. I mean, not to dwell into the NBA on our NFL.
It was interesting.
Similar.
But
the way the game was played sort of adjusted to how big the guys are who are playing.
Right. Yeah, if Shaq played like on the Detroit Pistons Bad Boys.
Yeah.
There'd be like people died. sure.
Yeah, really. Even Shaq played a little bit in the more rough and tumble era, but he definitely came in at the very end of that
punch he threw. I think it was against the Bulls. That Brad Miller. I think maybe it wasn't the. I don't know. I think
we're getting into the NBA right now, though.
Yeah, but I was saying that that's worth saying anytime if you've never seen who that Shaq threw a haymaker.
That's true.
It'd have killed that guy if he'd have connected. But
that's a punch from a heavyweight. That dude who's bigger than any heavyweight boxer who's ever lived.
So now that we've covered everything but the NFL,
We started out. We're doing fine.
So what? How are we gonna do this? We're just gonna go division. You know, by the division.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and offer people some level of structure briefly. So we'll start with the NFC East. You have the honors, sir.
Okay.
There's nothing specific. Just pick your team, and I'll pick my team, and we'll.
Yeah, let me. It was like the second you said that, it was like your tab just crashed. I have no idea. Okay, I got it. All right. Giants, Eagles, Redskins, Cowboys. I got to go with the boys, even with Ezekiel Elliott hurt. I think McFadden.
Well, he's not hurt, but
didn't fill in. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's out for something. Yep. What did he do?
Nothing. I don't even remember. It's interesting though. Whatever he did, I'm looking forward to seeing him play football again. Until the
blah blah blah. Yeah. Anyways, but I think Darren McFadden's going to be a more than adequate fill in, and they're a pretty good overall team. The Redskins are sneaky, though. It's mainly because I drafted Kirk Cousins on my fantasy team.
I like the Eagles simply because I kind of like Carson Wentz, and I felt like they were, I don't know.
Who?
The Eagles. I like
the
Eagles.
I'm saying, who'd you refer to?
Carson Wentz.
Who's that?
He's the Eagles quarterback. He's a very serious quarterback.
Where is he from?
I don't know, Mississippi.
That's weird. I could have sworn he was from South Dakota. Yeah. I was almost sure he played South Dakota. South Dakota Seahawks. Thought he set the school record there for passing attempts.
I believe he did. And most passing and most receiving yards by a quarterback.
The Eagles in that division with the Cowboys?
Yeah. It's my pick, man. I picked it because I don't like the Giants, and I didn't want to start it by picking the Cowboys, but I already wrote down NFC East.
I think the Redskins have a better shot than him. Yeah, Kirk Cousins threw for 4,900 yards last year, and he's on my fantasy team. He's going to throw for 55. Him and Cam Newton are going to compete.
I don't know. I think the Eagles are going to be sneaky good. They got a lot of guys.
Sure, they got LeGarrette Blount. They do got LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount is an X factor, along with Carson Wentz and no one else on that team I can name. Moving on to the NFC South.
Who you got?
I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win that division.
You know what? I think.
I do. That's what I like.
Why, though? Like, what is everyone so high on the Buccaneers for?
It's weird. It feels good, man. It feels good.
I mean, Jameis Winston can throw the ball, but he throws the ball to the other team a lot, too.
They are short one Mike Glennon.
Yeah, the big baller went to Chicago. Yeah. But my thing is this, everyone, like Adrian Peterson got hurt like pretty much game one last year. Everyone forgets the year before that he had like 1,400 yards, 12 touchdowns. I'm not saying he's going to go out there and do what he did. It wasn't last season. It was literally just the season before that. He went the fuck off. He's playing for a team where they can't stack the box.
No, you have to defend the pass like more than you do against anyone.
No fucking way you can stack the box. And that other dude, what's that other guy? Mark Ingram? Fuck Mark.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson may not like, you know, go insane, but that dude's gonna put up. It's gonna be tough. Like,
it's an interesting look. It's kind of like the prevailing wisdom is that somehow AP is done, and there's not really any reason to believe that.
He just got hurt last year. Yeah. The year before that, he was destroying the league like he always does. And, I mean, I have to believe there's going to be some running lanes there, and I have to believe Drew Brees is going to have less pressure on him.
That's going to look crazy the first few weeks, too, watching
that team
win.
But, I mean, think about this. Like, what do you always see out of the Saints when they're in the goal line? Like,
you don't think the Bucks, you don't think the Buccaneers are going to beat the Saints twice in the season?
No, they're definitely not winning at the Superdome. But here's my thing, though. Drew Brees is always having to throw the ball in the end zone from, like, the three. Yeah. He's always having to do that shit. Now they're just going to line up, give it to AP. He's going to get in the end zone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Saints are going to. I think that they're trying to get one more ring on Brees' finger. I don't think he's going to get the ring, but I think they're going to be in the playoffs. But I take the Panthers for that division because Cam Newton is a fucking phenom, and everyone forgot about him. Shame on you. You're going to remember Cam Newton is the best player in the NFL this year. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers from the South. Funny we didn't talk about
Side note, Griff is a – tremendous Auburn Tigers fan, which may poison his brain.
The other side note, Cam Newton had the greatest season of any NFL player in the history of the NFL season before last.
No, he's not a loser. I'm not definitely not saying that.
Dude, that season was epic. And it's like the kind of like the AP thing, but even on a bigger level. Like,
hell, his first season individually was epic. Like his first season playing football was.
In like a bunch of them were running. Granted, he's a little older. I don't know.
He's still a monster. You can't take that away from him.
They got that McCaffrey kid, too, and that's going to help take some heat off of him because it's a guy you can dump it off to. You know?
Yeah, definitely something to be said for that.
You're taking the Bucks, huh?
Yeah, I just felt like doing that.
Davis James.
I like the trendy pick in picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I read so many arguments online today about why they would win the division, and none of them made any sense. So I was like, you know what? Those are my guys this go around. If I'm picking the NFC South, let's go.
Alabama.
Yeah, come
on. Put them over the top.
Let's go. Let's go.
Jack West Rogers is their starting running back to start the season. Yeah, no, they're going to dominate.
But realistically, the Panthers' choice is most realistic. But my official choice.
Why are we talking about the Falcons, the Dirty Birds?
Because we got to get to – well, for me, you got to get to my wild card to even get a mention. But let's – well, we can get to that because let's do the NFC West on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Seahawks. Oh, you didn't do it with me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The 49ers, Cardinals, and Rams might all get together and trade all their players onto one of those teams.
Like a dirty fantasy team just to win the division.
The Rams are the only people I can see with the talent because they have Sammy Watkins, a receiver, and Todd Gurley's going to do better this year, but I think their quarterback's like Jim Garoppolo, or not Garoppolo, I think Benson.
I have no idea.
Harvey Benson, I think is his name. He played at
probably won't be the same guy they finished this
Oregon
season with.
San Jose Community College. San Jose Org. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. I mean, who the fuck their quarterback is. I think he sucks. I heard that. So, yeah, Seahawks all the way.
Yeah.
You know, and then their defense is still the shit. Didn't you get them in fantasy?
No, I think I have the Cardinals defense, but their defense is pretty stout.
Yeah, they do have a good defense, too. Both of those teams are built on defense.
Yeah. But
Russell Wilson's having a tough time without the beast mode.
Absolutely. That's a huge loss. And we can get into that when we get into the AFC, because I have – that's fed into that pick. But I like the Cowboys and Falcons to be the wild card teams, if not Saints, Cowboys.
I picked Cowboys and Panthers, so that leaves me, yeah, the Falcons are going to get on the wild card, and then, the Saints.
Yeah.
I think the NFC South is going to at least have two teams in the playoffs, if not three. And, you know, the Buccaneers, as much as I talk shit about them, you know, are intriguing. Jameis Winston is an intriguing player.
It's my pick to win the NFC South. Okay. South on Cap F Sports.
It goes down in the books. Y'all know how good you are at picking winners.
we'll get to the pick-ems this season, sir. We'll get to the pick-ems.
Got the NFC wrapped.
Yep. Now let's get into the minor leagues here. So we'll start with the AFC East.
We forget the division. Hold on a minute. What happened here? Did we forget the NFC North?
Oh, yeah. Did I? You know, it's funny. I didn't notice that we skipped that. I thought it felt like it was
Okay. Well, hands down, it's easy to see. The Buccaneers traded away their star quarterback, the Chicago Bears, and Jordan Howard showed that he's probably going to be, you know, the next Walter Payton. So I think it's easy for me to look at this division. You got an aging Aaron Rodgers. The Lions are just, you know, Calvin Johnson left. They're nothing. Minnesota Vikings are a team with no identity. And then the Chicago Bears made some huge offseason moves, bringing in Mike Glennon and then shoring it up just in case the superstar gets an injury. They got the young gunslinger. I feel like the Bears, and who's that receiver, something White?
Kevin White.
Got hurt, Kevin White. He got hurt last year. He was supposed to be a big playmaker. He's going to make everyone forget about guy. I can't remember his name.
Let's not forget about Victor Cruz.
Oh, shit. They brought Victor Cruz. He does a nice dance in the end zone when he scores.
That salsa.
Yeah.
Yep.
He would do well in a man, I just blew it. What's the line?
Conga line.
Doing a great job. That's what they ought to do is a conga line when they're doing all those touchdown dances this year when Mike Glennon's destroying the fucking league. I will say, I think I have more confidence in Mike Glennon than you do.
I don't even know where to start, sir. It was sort of like you made my initial argument for me, like my joke argument, and then my actual pick was anyone but the Packers. Followed by the Bears. I mean, obviously, I have to pick the Bears.
I think the Bears.
I would try to hedge.
Adam Gates phones the plays in.
The next division we're doing is the AFC East, and you realize you've blown me out of the water because I was.
You want to just jump right into the AFC East?
Yeah, I mean, we both picked Bears for the NFC North, though.
You want to lead?
The AFC East.
Dum 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 dum.
Jay Cutler is a quarterback whose talents have been underappreciated for the entirety of his time in the National Football League. He has never had more than one good receiver at a time. He is going to thrive in Miami. In no way will living in South Beach with his fat body and celebrity wife, will he allow that to distract him from getting in peak physical condition and leading the Miami Dolphins to a season sweep of the New England Patriots and the remainder of that division? The Miami Dolphins will win the AFC East. And that, my friend, is your favor for the
Miami Dolphins are the greatest football team. They take the ball from end to end like you've never seen.
I didn't say bear down.
Yeah, they're always in control. Cause when you say Miami, you're talking
smoke.
Baby, Jay Cutler is bringing some superstar power to South Beach.
He is.
Jay Ajayi is the real deal. What you're going to see is Jay Cutler and an Adam Gates offense running the play action to a plethora of weapons. Landry, those other guys we got. It's going to be amazing. The Miami Dolphins are an up-and-coming team, and we do have a good defense. And Sue actually has started kind of fading in the background and doing what he does best, and that's stopping. The reason why we were in the playoffs last year, realistically, was our defense. And then Jay Ajayi kind of going off. But, you know, Adam Gates, Jay Cutler, baby. That's the connection, man. That's what everybody says. I'm with it. Let's do this thing.
You picked the Bears so that I would do that. I think we should move on from this because I feel dirty.
No. And then the New England Patriots. Fucking murderers.
You could at least wait until I picked them, but you were like, you reverse psychology'd me. But they are associates of known murderers.
Look, there was a guy playing on their team, showing up every day to the stadium, taking showers with each other. That's pretty intimate. That guy was murdering people. You can't tell me they're sitting in a room together, that there's nothing.
Yeah, like it doesn't come up.
I mean, nobody's even going to mention, but like maybe somebody on the Patriots had some inkling of what was going on. It's a murderous and shameful and cheating. And I mean, you know, you what do they say?
The Patriot way.
yeah, exactly. And then what do they say? If you'll lie, you'll steal. If you'll steal, you'll kill. Cheat and murder. But they, you know.
So the Dolphins win the AFC East.
Eyeing off judges.
I feel like we can rattle the next ones off pretty quick because I don't know much about these. The AFC North, I picked the Steelers because they are pretty much still the Steelers.
Yeah, well, they got the Browns to worry about and the Bengals.
Yep.
And all those other shitty people in Ohio.
Yeah, it's really, and it usually is.
Then you have the other team that used to be the Browns.
Yeah.
What a shitty division. Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger's like, oh, you make girls in the bathroom, win two rolls.
Don't bang girls in the public rent room. Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, yeah, so man. AFC East or AFC North, we pick the Steelers, both of us. AFC South, I like the Titans because you said it earlier and I want to get this over with.
Mariota with children.
Let's do it. All right. AFC West is a bit complicated. I will tell you, though, that I spent a lot of time looking at this division, and I'm taking the Raiders because of Marshawn Lynch. And the more they win, the more opportunities there are for Marshawn Lynch press conferences.
Well, let's be realistic. The Chargers, what's that guy, Phillip Rivers? He's the little engine that can't. The Chiefs suck. The Chiefs suck. And then the Denver Broncos have like a quarterback controversy. Now that Peyton Manning's gone and there's no Tebow magic, you know, they're struggling. But Oakland Raiders, though, I will, man. I'm a huge Marshawn Lynch fan. Huge.
Absolutely.
Lynch fan, and I want to see him. And you got to think that it probably, from his style of running, some people, you know, it's like, oh, he's been out of the league for a year. For him, it had to be a welcome break. You know.
Right, from the concept. Yeah, if he's still been working out and running, he's basically going to come back refreshed.
That dude.
One year. And yeah.
He gave beatings, but I mean, in the process of doing so.
Well, of course you take a lot of it. Yeah. People are going to hit you especially
hard. I hope he comes back strong. Has a big year. I'd like to see Marshawn back in the limelight, especially if they start doing that weird press conference thing again. That was awesome.
Agreed. Wild cards for the AFC.
But I do want to say something about the Titans and Mariota and Jameis Winston.
We did that.
No, we were said that was the show. Yeah, that was on the air. Is that these guys, they kind of like give them the nod before they ever do it. Like, not many guys really pan out in this league at quarterback. I guess I'm one of those. I have to believe it to see it. You know, like you got to put it out there.
Would you argue, though, that somehow
like you got to pretty much go out.
Yeah,
like,
but would you argue though that like a successful quarterback,
you got to go out there and
not given the not. Sorry, there's someone was at the door asking me for something. It was very difficult for me to concentrate. But yeah, would you not argue though that like a successful quarterback is given the nod? It's just you don't notice that he fails because he got the nod. You know what I mean? I mean, I could see that it's early, like in guys like Drew Brees and Tom Brady didn't get the nod early, but it was clear once they got the nod that they weren't
going
anywhere.
Once they got the nod, yeah. But I'm saying so many more,
most of the time, easily.
They're not the guy. So it's like people kind of like get it in their head. They're like, oh, well, that guy's the next Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, well, those guys don't just come around. Like it's some weird thing. There's just a handful really good quarterbacks in the league. Most teams don't have a really good quarterback. Most teams don't have a guy like Jay Cutler behind center.
Most teams don't have a guy like Mike Glennon.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mike Glennon's on a whole nother level, man.
Yeah. Cutler's year, though. We've agreed. I feel like I'm going to throw up in my mouth. Can we do the wild teams now?
I'm good, man. That's the NFL. No.
Wild card teams. I like the Broncos, and now I guess I like the Patriots as a wild card team. So,
fuck the Patriots. They're done. Tom Brady's Bills.
But I would like to say, though, that in the NFC North, the Packers finish with 4 wins this season.
I'm going Browns and Jaguars from a wild card team.
Oh, how crazy would that be, though? That'd be something worth laying some chuck.
I think the Jaguars might be sneaky because of that running back, Leonard Fournette. And then they have a real good defense.
Yeah, and they have a weird little receiving core that's very fast and tall.
Yeah, they like every other year decide to blow up. Like, yeah. Blake Bortles is good every other year. So this is his good year. Then you got Leonard Fournette. And then the Browns, I mean, come on, man. They got
some point, right? Some point.
Like, I'm going to be the guy that picked them.
Picking the Browns for the wild card spot.
Their QB? Oh, that guy who left Denver and went to the Houston Texans made rich for no reason. What's his name?
Osweiler.
Big tall guy. I think he's tall as shit.
I have no idea who the Browns quarterback is this year, but who cares?
No, it is. It's Osweiler.
No, I thought he was still in Texas. Oh, he's the new Browns quarterback.
He's the Browns' new quarterback. He's going to tower over the city of Cleveland and bring him another championship. Him and LeBron are going to walk down the street holding hands in a parade while they burn Kyrie Irving's jersey.
Well, it's yet to be seen, but I'm not seeing a lot of hope in the future for Cleveland. But let's hope you're right, because that's a city that could sure use it after their experience in both the most recent World Series and NBA Finals.
All right, man. I'm going to sell off the end of this flat earth. Big shout out to my boy Kyrie.
Goodbye, Kyrie Irving and the flat earth and your time at the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Pontoon boat and just test that shit out of me.
He could try. He could test it. He's got the money and the time. He could just get on a boat. I'm willing to do it with you, Kyrie.
Let's get a boat. I'm willing to do it, man. Go buy some fancy video equipment.
It's a yacht, first of all. It's Kyrie Irving. We're going to need like a.
Yeah, get a yacht. Get a yacht. We'll be the crew. Yep. Let's just go, man. Yep. Let's figure out, like, get your map from you got from the guys or whatever, whoever.
I'm sure it will be tremendously accurate. In the meantime, pay no attention to us on your yacht.
Yeah.
Very important not to pay attention to that. All right. Well, so that was the NFL special that somehow ended with a conversation about taking Kyrie Irving on an exploration. Yeah,
riding on Kyrie Irving, looking for the edge of the earth.
That was great. I love that's how this wrapped up. You got anything else, sir?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, you guys all out there, enjoy the rest of your day and live your life and continue listening to the Sports with a Capital F podcast, even if you just got done listening to this one. Good night, everyone.
Try us again. We'll do better.
This is Sports with a Capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.